Good morning, Breakaway Sales Tribe. Mike Harrison here on another exciting day in the field and helping you to get the career, the financial freedom, and the life you want. We've been working hard on top of funnel activities. And of course, the sales funnel is just that. It's the stages or the process that you have to push that prospect through in order to get them out the bottom of the funnel. And there's only three ways out, technically. One, you win. Two, you lose. Or three, no decision at all. So let's figure out how to win. Now, we know something about the suspect, where they are geographically, what industry they're in, and what their issues and problems are, because we've done our research. As a result, we can formulate some pretty strong openings and impact statements in order to get some air in the tanks, which means a touch, which leads to a prospect. Now we're in the funnel, and we're in the early stages of pushing it through. And remember, that initial face-to-face sales call, think of how hard you had to work to get that call. Go in prepared. Use your pre-call planning worksheet. How am I going to open? How am I going to make an impact? Exactly what questions am I going to ask? What should I present? And what objections am I likely to get, and how will I handle them? I honestly never make a call without going through that process in my head at a minimum. If I can, I'll use my worksheet. Now I am armed and ready. And if you want to go fast, if you want to compress the process, then you have to know exactly what you're closing for before you even make that call. And in the initial call, I want to walk out of there. I want to know, who are the decision makers? Who are the competitors? What is the value proposition that really sticks? What are their major issues? What do they know about my products and services? What do they not know? Where might I have a weakness? What objections are going to be the most difficult for me to overcome? And how do I close for the next step, which in many cases is the discovery call or the survey or the seminar or a presentation or a demonstration or some mix of all of the above? But I want a commitment to that next stage in the sales funnel. That's what I'm closing for. Now, if I can bypass a stage, I'm obviously going to do that because that speeds things up and it saves me one call. That obviously is an optimal situation. But most of the time, it has to go through the stages or the sales process. Now, again, that first call is really important. It's a permanent, lasting impression. So you want to open strong and make an impact. Script it. Study it. Know it. Make sure it's compelling. Make sure it passes the goosebump test. But the most important part of the call, particularly early in the sales process, is questioning. Questions, great questions, are your best friend. Number one, they find out everything you need to know. Number two, it establishes your credibility and it builds trust. The power of the question alone demonstrates to the customer that you know what you're talking about. And I always try to ask questions that I already have the answers to, like having the answers to the test. This gives you a significant advantage, which is why you want to do your industry research ahead of time. And you walk in with a series of questions that will invoke the responses that you feel align best with your solution. And again, we use the acronym FIND, facts, issues, needs, and dreams. Fact-finding questions do exactly that. They get at the core situation of that client. How many offices? How many salespeople? How many employees? How many whatever? You need to get the facts surrounding your products and services so that you know where to go next, which is the issues-based questions, which surfaces pain or issues. It creates issues. It finds issues and allows you to engage in a meaningful conversation. People do like to talk about their problems, particularly if it's costing them something. And if they feel as though you're on the right track, they will go with you. That's why the power of the question is so important. Superficial questions turn people off and demonstrates that you're a rookie. So you really have to look at it and vet each and every question that you're going to ask. Now, the needs-based question is not only finding the solution to the problem, but this is an opportunity to not just ask questions, but actually coach them, make recommendations to them. It's like a mini presentation before the big presentation. It also takes the interview out of the questioning so that you're having an exchange, a conversation. You're sharing ideas about how to solve a problem. And quite frankly, you're building a relationship and you're building trust while you do it. Now you can see the importance of the back wheel. The back wheel is your power wheel, product knowledge, solution knowledge, competitive knowledge, industry knowledge. You've got to know what you're talking about, and that will drive world-class questioning. And don't forget the bumper questions. If I were to ask a vice president of sales, how many reps are at or above quota out of your 15 sales reps? If he tells me 5 or 6, which by the way is usually the answer, the bumper question is, how do you feel about that? What are you doing about that? How long has that been going on? Tell me more. Those would be examples of bumper questions, which progresses the answer. So again, the first face-to-face call, critical, open strong, make an impact, and ask world-class questions. We'll take this further tomorrow. Have a great day out there. Think about that pre-call and go in armed and ready. Have a great day.